one back in the 1980s. So over 25 people reportedly killed, and dozens of others, around 60 people were injured, and among them women and children. So people have gathered here to pay homage to the, what they call the martyrs of those of the terrorist attack, and to condemn the terrorist attack. And they believe that the terrorists who claim to be the defenders of the rights of the Iranian Arab community, they do not represent the Iranian Arab community. These people are saying that they are the people who defended the country against Saddam Hussein's attack back in the 1980s against the country. Saddam Hussein, from 1980 to 1988, waged a full-scale war against Iran. And people in Kurdistan, the Iranian Arab community, were at the forefront of the defenders of the Iranian soil, and those are the same people who were targeted by the terrorist attack on Saturday this week. And they say any separatist prospect is condemned within the Iranian Arab community because they regard themselves as the most loyal ethnicity in Iran to the Islamic establishment, and they condemn any move or any prospect which seeks to separate the oil-rich province of Kurdistan, which is predominantly Arab-populated, from the rest of the country. So they are here as a show of support for the Islamic establishment, for their country, and they are here to show their unity with the rest of the country, with the rest of the Iranian ethnicity, and with the Islamic Republic.
Okay, Yusuf, we're looking at, of course, the video footage coming from Ahwaz, and we can see that already there's so many people that have gathered for this ceremony, for the funeral procession. Yusuf, do we know exactly what time it's supposed to get underway?
Well, it already started. It kicked off around 8:30 a.m. local time here in Ahwaz, and it is expected to go on until the noon prayers, which is expected to be held around 12:30 p.m. local time here. And many people, thousands of people from across the province of Kurdistan and the city of Ahwaz, located in southwestern Iran, have gathered here to participate in this funeral ceremony held for over 25 people who were killed in the terror attack back on Saturday this week. They're here to show their support for the Islamic Republic, and they're here to deliver a message to what they call the supporters of the terrorists, who they believe are Saudi Arabia and some of the regional countries who they accuse to be the supporters of the of Saturday's terror attack on the Iranian people, which marred the military parade held to commemorate the beginning of the Sacred Defense Week, marking the 8-year Iraqi forced war on Iran back in the 1980s. So people are chanting anti-Saudi slogans here. People are chanting pro-government slogans here. People are here to say, despite them being an Arab community, they are regarding themselves as Iranians, and they do not detach themselves from the rest of the society. They said they are an Arab community, but this ethnic diversity in Iran is what makes Iran as a unique country. Iran is home to a lot of ethnicities. Arabs, Kurds, Turks, Baluchis, and a lot of other ethnicities are living in Iran. Among them, Arab people. Around 4 to 5 million Arab people are living in Iran. And the drive for the terrorist attack, the drive for the terrorists who claim themselves to be the supporters of the Iranian Arab community, was to separate the Iranian Kurdistan province, which is predominantly Arab populated, from the rest of the country. And these people say they do not want to be separated from the country. They do not want to be among other Arab states. Of course, they are Arab people. They have preserved their culture and their costumes and their Arab language, but they want to be with this country and with this political system.
And indeed, Yusuf, as the Arabs of the country have proven time and time again, and of course, being that the commemoration of the 8 years of the Saddam Hussein Iraqi imposed war, It's apropos to point out the supreme sacrifices that actually was made in that region in defeating the Saddam Iraqi forces. Of course, viewers, if you're just joining us, you're looking at these live images from the southern city of Ahwaz this morning. Of course, that city witnessed a terrorist attack as terrorists opened fire at a military parade, with the majority of those being killed, women, children. We have a child as young as 4 years old who is among the victims and whose funeral will be taking place. You're looking at the beginning times of the services that will be taking place today, as dignitaries have gathered along with thousands of regular people from Ahwaz, from Khuzestan, and from other parts of the country have gathered to bid farewell to their fellow countrymen. And once again, as signs are saying there, that people once again is standing in solidarity for the Islamic Republic of Iran against terrorism and those who support these terrorist acts. And of course, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has promised basically that they will respond to those who have supported these terrorist groups and will not allow these terrorist groups to attack Iran. Again, you're looking at these live images coming out of Ahwaz this morning. And we here at Press TV, of course, we will be cutting back and covering the funeral procession and other parts of the ceremony. So make sure you don't change that dial. Stay with us right here at Press TV.